Hi, and welcome to the Reiki from the Farm podcast, brought to you by me, Pam Allen LeBlanc from Hidden Brook Farm. I am a scientist, a businesswoman, and a licensed Reiki master teacher with the International Center for Reiki Training. Each week in this podcast, you'll be entertained as you learn about a wide variety of relevant Reiki topics, helping you become a more knowledgeable and effective Reiki practitioner. We caution you, though, this podcast may also dramatically improve your life, and we are so happy that you're here.
So welcome everyone to this month's Reiki Share and this week's podcast. I'm super excited to be with you today after spending a really nice time in Hawaii in January with William and my Reiki colleagues. And okay, no worries, Tara, because I really, during the Christmas break, the Christmas holidays, I really got a lot of clarity moving forward. And I found also that my energy, my frequency went quite a bit higher. And so I really wanted to share some of that with you guys this week. And so just before we begin, though, I'm going to let you know about some of the things that we have coming up at the farm. In March, I'm going to be teaching very early mornings in the United States and Canada, later mornings in Europe, and evenings in Asia, a co-teach with Ken Lok Chung, which is my student that I am mentoring through the LRMT program. And so that'll be like a Monday to Wednesday mornings here, evenings in Asia. The class will be in English. And if anyone would like to join us, I know that Karuna class would also work for some of our Australian friends. So it's been my intention to reach out to some of you and let you know about that. After that, I also in March have an animal communication class. That'll be the last time. No, sorry. I'll be teaching animal communication online in March and then again next December. I will be teaching it in person in May. So I do have a level one and two animal communication class coming up in March in the Eastern time zone, and again in December in the Eastern time zone, and in May in the Eastern time zone. But there's something really special with animal communication, and that is that the class is evolving. And that's a little bit the topic that we're talking about today or tonight, is that there is a level three animal communication class coming up in March as well. It's just a one-day class. And in that class, I will be taking you through how to become a professional animal communicator for people who've taken the level one and two class and have practiced, or maybe you're just naturally an animal communicator. You're welcome to join us. So that's exciting. In April, I have a full lineup of all of my classes, both here at the farm, in person and online. And then in May, I'll be going to the Northeast Reiki Retreat in Silver Bay, New York. I'll be teaching animal communication there and doing a presentation at the retreat on animal Reiki. It's fantastic. If you're anywhere near at all, please join us. It's a wonderful way to fill your cup. In June, I'll be actually speaking at two events at Omega Institute. I'll be speaking at a peace conference at Omega Institute and also at a Reiki retreat shortly thereafter. And so I would love to see you for that in June. And then, of course, in July, I have a Reiki 1 and 2 and Masterclass on Campobello, where we incorporate whale watching. And then that's followed the following week by a Reiki, animal Reiki 1 and 2 and Masterclass, where we go whale watching. Also in July, I will be teaching in an Asian time zone, animal Reiki Master and animal communication The animal Reiki will be translated into Mandarin and Cantonese, and the animal communication will be translated into Mandarin, Cantonese, and Korean. We'd love to have you guys join us for any of those if you can. For today, though, I'm just wondering if I can invite everybody to go ahead and bring your hands into Gassho and just activate your Reiki energy. If you have it, if you don't have Reiki, that's all right. Just activate love. And today we're going to embark on a spring cleaning on all of the levels, mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional. Any of the clutter that we no longer need, stagnant energies, old injuries, habits that no longer serve, anything that isn't part of stepping forward into this wondrous new age from a place of enlightenment, we're here to let go of today. And so we form that intention. And just allowing the Reiki energy to flow into your body on your breath. It begins working to that accord so that with every inhale, you inhale the beautiful divine energies of Reiki. And even if you don't have Reiki, the rest of us do, and our Reiki surrounds you. And on every exhale, you release that which no longer serves you. A true spring cleaning of the soul level today. We are so blessed to be of this lineage of light bringers, creating wellness on the earth today. And that begins with each of us creating wellness within ourselves. Om Atakwe Osam and Namaste. Feel free to just place your hands comfortably on your body, giving yourself Reiki. What I wanted to speak with you all about this evening is the fact that even though we are in February and going into March, and I guess we're going into fall for our friends south of the equator, but here in North America, we're going into spring. And here on a farm, we're just too busy to do spring cleaning inside the house. When spring arrives, it's time to get outside in the gardens and on the land. And so we've started spring cleaning here, but there's a reason behind it. One of the things that I've noticed is that every time I attend a Reiki class, even if it's to review a class, my vibration rises. And every time I head off to class, I've said this before for some of you who have studied with me, every time I go to a Reiki class, I leave my house. Usually, we always used to have to travel to classes. We didn't used to be able to take them in the comfort of our own homes like we can now with online classes. But I would leave my house and head out to travel across the country to Portland, Oregon, or to England, or to New York, or wherever I was going to study to take a Reiki class. I usually traveled quite far for them. And I remember I would always leave and think, man, I love my house. I have the best house. It's tidy. It's lovely. And then I would get back and I would look around my house and say, where did all this clutter come from? And this follows the principle that our outer world always resembles our inner world. And so every time that we raise our vibration by attending a class or doing something like that, then that shifts energies out, the clutter, energies that clutter us, that are holding us in the frequency we're in. They have to shift out in order for us to go up into that next frequency. And every time I would come home, I would look around and my husband just knew that there was going to be a big pile on the couch to send to the Goodwill after I came back from every single Reiki class, every class it happened. 5 years ago, when animal Reiki came through and I started working with Colleen Benelli and Sue Strong and Robin Benelli on creating the ICRT animal Reiki class. I kept hearing about Marie Kondo and I thought, I don't need Marie Kondo. My house is great. It's tidy. It's nice. I don't need that. But I kept, usually when something shows up continuously, like two or three times, I realized, oh, that's the universe trying to give me a message. It kept coming up. And while I was in Portland, Oregon, as we were working on animal Reiki, and finally I said, fine, I'll watch the Netflix shows. I watched all the Netflix shows. And then I was hooked. I went out and bought her book while I was still in Oregon. By the time I flew home, I read the entire book and just started completely gutting my house with Marie Kondo's way of doing things. And actually it worked really well and has for the last 5 years. But recently my animal communication class has started to expand. And as you all know, I've been asked by Reiki to step into politics. So I've been shifting again in a big way. And once again, my husband and I looked around and said, oh my gosh, we've lived here for 25 years in this house. And we haven't really done much for renovations in that whole time. So as I'm in here with all of you, he's out installing those new pullout shelves, some new pullout shelves in our kitchen cupboards, which I've been busy painting all weekend. And our whole house is going through a major overhaul again, which tells me that the expansion of the animal communication class and the writing of my animal communication book, along with the stepping into politics, is a big expansion of my energy. Now, when I went to Hawaii recently with the licensed teachers to hang out with them and visit with William, he did this really cool experience with us that helped us bring our energy in. And then he also did an experience with us in ignition. But because not all of you have holy fire, I'm going to use a different experience tonight to help us step into our life purpose and basically raise our vibration. And so I think that's a big, that along with these energies coming in with the new course and the new life direction are a big part of this impetus behind our major renovations and spring cleaning. And so when I asked the energy what we were to speak on this evening and what we were going to do, the energy was very clear that it was time for spring cleaning. And thinking of that, we're entering into a really important cycle energetically and astrologically. We're entering into the age of Aquarius and an age of love and an age of enlightenment, an age of doing things very differently. And so I realized that we all probably could use a bit of spring cleaning and also an elevation of our consciousness. So what I've chosen to do this evening is there is a meditation with holy fire that anyone can do. And this meditation is the Holy Love 4 experience. And in this experience of Holy Love 4, even if you've got no Reiki training, that's all right. This works very well. But what happens in this experience is that the consciousness within the Holy Fire Reiki evaluates where each of us are energetically, and then it provides the type of energy and experience that's appropriate for you to heal or to take you to the next level of your development as a student on the spiritual path and or as a healer. This energy works deeply within the subconscious mind, of each participant. And because of this, you may just feel calm and relaxed, even though your vibration is being lifted. But it's very important to, and some of you might feel, see colors or feel the energy flowing through or have other inner experiences. But it's important to know that the most important effects of this experience take place below our level of awareness and then rise slowly to the level of our conscious mind. So we may not even be aware of the full effect of what's happened for many days or even weeks after the experience. Now, as we come back from that experience, that elevating experience, and so I'll be speaking for a while, leading us in the meditation, and then I'll be silent for quite a while, just as the energy works on each of us individually. Then I'd like to follow up with something that William, I'll bring you back with an experience that I did at Williams, in which we activate Reiki energy. And if you don't have Reiki, just we're sending you some. So you can just use the energy that's around you, or you can intend to use love. And we'll actually be moving any energy that may have left us back into our bodies. In fact, I am getting a sense that we may begin with that experience and then move into the Holy Love 4 experience, so that as you move into the Holy Love 4 experience, you're doing it from a place of wholeness. And what William explained, and it will be further explained in his recent article in the Reiki News magazine, if you want to check it out. But what he explained to us in Hawaii is that quite often there are things that maybe we don't want to address, or we don't know how to address, or we're uncomfortable with. And these things that should exist in our bodies actually hang around out in our auras because we've become somewhat disconnected from them. And so William really explained to us the importance of bringing these things back into our bodies so that we could then use Reiki to heal them. And I wound up expanding on this a little bit and realizing that we can actually do this for each of our chakras. And so that's what I wanted to share with each of you this evening. This wonderful elevation of the energy and spring cleaning of body, mind, soul, and spirit, really, and emotions. So to start with, for our exercise today, I'm just going to invite you once more to bring your hands together in Gassho. Just activating Reiki energy, letting it flow through your hands and into your heart, activating each of your symbols. Just speaking their names silently or out loud, nobody's nearby, imagining each symbol in turn, drawing them. And we invite Holy Fire to be here with everyone today. Energies activated. Simply move your hands with your palms facing toward you above your head and just invite the energy that may have released from you or that may be hanging around in your aura that's not there just invite it back into your body and just start motioning gently with your hands towards your crown chakra. Any energy that belongs in the crown region, just gently motion with your Reiki energy, bringing it back to you. Standing with your hands on your crown. This is allowing us to reconnect with our authentic connection, to reestablish our authentic connection with Source. Now imagine any energy that should be in the third eye region that may be out in the aura. Just imagine motioning that back into the third eye region. Reestablishing or reconnecting with our authentic intuition. And if I'm going too fast, you can always just take your time on each chakra, or you can come back to this. Just holding your hands on your third eye for a few moments, just connecting with your authentic intuition. Anything in your throat region should be there. And to reach behind you, you may even ask for your guide's assistance if you work with guides, or for Reiki's assistance if you don't. And just motion anything that's in your aura that belongs in your throat region to come back in. Placing your hands over your throat when that's complete, and just reconnecting with your authentic voice. Now bring your Reiki activated hands out into your aura once more, and begin motioning energy into your heart chakra, the center of your chest. This will reconnect us with our authentic selves, who we are at the core of our being, that spark of creation. That is us, each of us. With the hands at the heart, we reconnect with our authentic selves. More into our aura, we bring in any energies that may have escaped or be missing from our solar plexus region above the belly button. this energy, as it's gathered, will reconnect us with our authentic purpose. Placing your hands over your solar plexus, giving yourself Reiki. Reestablishing that connection with energies you've been missing. Maybe you have been off track. Maybe your purpose hasn't been clear to you. This will help it become clearer. Help you become more aligned with it, will help you reestablish that connection with your purpose. Reaching in once more, we begin to gather any energy from the sacral chakra that may have been missing, maybe outside into our aura. And we move it back into the sacral chakra. This reconnects us with our authentic creativity. And that includes all types of creativity. Even creative problem solving. And finally, we go ahead and connect with any energies missing from our base chakra at the tops of our legs. And we motion that in. And that connects us with our authentic stability. It gives us a stable base. From which to do our work from, accomplishing our purpose, creating, using our authentic voice. When this can all come from a place of authentic stability, it is incredible. And now we'll move into the holy love experience. Where the holy fire energy will evaluate where your energy's at and bring you to the next level of your development, raising your vibration and clearing any stagnant energies or internal clutter that might be holding you back today. Place your hands comfortably on your body wherever you feel guided. Maybe you want to stay with one of the chakras we just brought back together, or maybe you want to go somewhere else.
And as you do, I invite you to imagine that it's a beautiful, warm, sunny day and that you're walking through a trail in a beautiful forest. As you walk along and as you breathe into yourself, just imagine that you are breathing in the life essence of the forest. And with each step that you take, imagine that the energies of the earth are flowing out through the bottoms of your feet. As you walk along, allow yourself to experience the trees and plants and flowers and grass and to merge with the life, the harmony, and the peace of the forest. As you leave the forest, though, in front of you is a beautiful river. This is the River of Peace. And there are beautiful flowers growing along the riverbank and a path following alongside the river. Follow that path alongside the river. Follow it until eventually you come to a bend in the river, where you'll see a light breeze blowing, causing the surface of the river to have small ripples. The sun is shining off the rippled surface of the water, creating a glittering, shimmering light. You realize, though, that this is no ordinary light, but is a spiritual light coming from the highest heaven. You allow the light to enter your soul, and you allow the light to guide you, and will remain here for several minutes until I bring you back.
Thank you.
to invite you to remain here as long as you're guided. And whenever you feel ready, you can return. You may wish to take some time writing about your experiences. But however you move forward, I want to thank you for being here with us today and congratulate you on moving forward and moving into a higher frequency. I appreciate you. Namaste.